I am Craig McNamara. I'm the owner with my family of Sierra Orchards in Winters, California, which is in Northern California near Davis.
And I understand we've got a past award winner here in the Leopold Conservation Award Program. And what's it mean to you and your family farm?
It's tremendously humbling and honoring. It's so wonderful to be recognized for the conservation that, you know, all of us in farming do. When you think of a farmer is really an environmentalist. And to be recognized as such from the Leopold Conservation Award is a very, very important process. I think of all California farmers as Leopold winners, and I hope that we all get recognized.
Well, you know, when it comes down to telling the farm story, it's really all about that, because so many on the urban side that enjoy the products of our labor and agriculture don't seem to get it oftentimes, but this kind of award program and others like it really help us tell that story and give us proof in the pudding, so to speak.
You're absolutely correct, and I'm really proud of our eaters, our community members across the nation, because I think people are wanting to know more about farms, and I invite them out, and I think farmers across the country, across the nation, want our urban eaters to come out and join us and to see our work. I know they appreciate what we do. When you ask a consumer, what do they think about a farmer? We get a very, very high grade. So I'm proud of that, and I encourage our listeners to come out and share a farm experience with us.
We're out on this beautiful patio in this conference center at a dairy farm near Point Reyes Station. It's living the dream, really, and telling that story in person. And they've done a great job in doing just what you just explained at the local level.
They are, and it's hard work. And this family has come together from diverse backgrounds. And the four daughters that had been involved in jobs off the farm all came back to add value to what their parents had started. And here we are today sampling that. And to hear that they just won the second place award in North America for their cheese doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Give us one last plug for the program. I understand application time is open or near to be, and I guess all in agriculture has a neighbor or someone they know that ought to be put into this program for application purpose.
I absolutely agree with you. I encourage every one of our listeners to go out and nominate a farmer in your community who is deserving of this award, because they all are.
Appreciate your time, Craig. Thanks so much.
Thanks.